But before that, the best of Fear on Four. The Man in Black introduces the fifth in this series of seven plays selected from the first two series of Fear on Four.
My story this week is set sometime in the future, although the horrifying situation which arises could and indeed has already taken place in slightly different but equally disturbing ways. Nowadays we live in a highly technological age. Science rules, and our very lives become more and more dependent on that which is beyond our understanding or even our control. However, in such a time when computers talk to each other in a language of their own, we are often reminded that man, after all, is still an animal, maintaining that basic animal need, that need to survive.
Darling, it's not too late to change your mind,
please.
Even now. Nobody would blame you.
We leave tomorrow, Mrs. Felton.
Even so, it isn't too late.
Please, dear, don't worry.
Of course I worry. Of course I do. Alice is my daughter.
We've been all over this, Mrs. Felton.
It's only 2 years, dear. A 2-year appointment. If David really loves you, he'd rather know that you were safe here, waiting. Wouldn't you, David?
It's Alice's decision, Mrs. Felton.
She's too young to realize what this is going to mean.
It's not so different from the pioneering days, dear, when wives went with their husbands to America or Australia.
And all my fortunes at thy feet I lay, and follow thee, my love, through all the world.
All the world, yes, but out there.
There's a well-established colony.
That dreadful journey, weeks in that spaceship.
It'll be no worse than conventional flying, Mrs.
None of
Felton.
The other men are taking their wives with them.
Perhaps they've been married longer than we have.
She's so young, David, so defenseless. You remember, George, when she was little, we used to call her our little mouse.
If all young women were mice, dear, it'd be a sad outlook for the human race. She's a grown woman now. She's married. She isn't your baby any longer.
Perhaps if she had a baby of her own.
But I haven't, Mother. Not yet. And when I do, it'll be David's baby, too, even if it is born on another planet. It's getting cold out here. Shall we go in and have some dinner?
Darling, for my sake.
Mother, please don't spoil our last night.
On Earth.
Mrs. Morgan and gentlemen, this is Captain Winter speaking. Just letting you know that we are about to alter course, and you may feel some slight vibration. I trust you are all enjoying your meal.
That's a good one.
What is?
About enjoying our meal, plastic muck. I'd sell my soul right now for the good, thick, juicy steak.
Oh, God.
What is it?
The vibration. Can't you feel it?
I don't think they've started to alter course yet, Mr.
Yes,
Rogers.
Yes, they have. I can feel
You're
it.
You're imagining it, old man.
No, I'm not. God, don't any of you realize what would happen if anything went wrong with this ship? Out here in space.
Nothing is going to go wrong with it, Mr. Rogers.
Well, I know it.
I used to be frightened of flying once.
Oh, did you, sir?
Yes, long time ago. Just as badly as Rogers here. But then I sat down and worked it out statistically. The ratio between the number of flights per hour and the number of casualties.
Please, Mr. Temple, I think he really is frightened.
Are you, little lady?
No. Not really.
See, Rogers, the lady knows there's nothing to be afraid of.
This is Captain Winter speaking. Just to tell you before we do change course...
See, Rogers?
There is rather a spectacular meteorite swarm just approaching us.
Oh.
Visible through the starboard portholes, if anyone's interested.
Any takers?
If I see one more meteorite swarm...
Or hear that Muzak tape again.
So it's nice to know he's still there, though.
Ever heard the one about the first fully automated flight back on Earth? All the passengers propped up in their safety belts as the plane takes off, and this voice comes over the loudspeakers. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sure you will be interested to know that this is the first fully automated flight over the Atlantic Ocean. There is no human crew on this vessel. However, the flight is controlled by the latest and most sophisticated computer system. You can all rest assured that nothing can possibly go wrong, go wrong, go wrong, go wrong, go wrong. Go wrong.
Mrs. Morgan, gentlemen, This is Captain Winter speaking. I'm very sorry for what has happened. Just a minor malfunction in the ship's
navigation.
Minor
malfunction?
Shut up, man!
Nothing whatever to be worried about. We shall be on an even course at any moment. I repeat, don't worry.
Oh, sure, nothing can possibly go wrong, go wrong, go wrong, go wrong, go wrong, go wrong.
How bad is it?
Steering terminals are blown, sir.
Can you fix them?
There's a bit of a problem here.
What problem?
The explosions fused the hatch opening. The only thing...
Yeah?
I might be able to get in from the outside. Small blast through the hull.
No other way?
No, sir. Permission to check the exterior?
All right. If you must.
Excuse me, sir.
Oh, everything all right back there?
One of the passengers has broken a leg.
Oh.
I gave him some painkillers, and the woman is looking after him.
Well, that's something. All we need at a time like this is a woman with hysterics.
She isn't having hysterics, though.
Maybe not, yet. But I've always said it's bad luck to have a woman aboard. Yes, Bowman? What are the chances?
She'll be through the outer hull in a moment. Charges are set, sir.
Carry on, then.
Right, sir.
Good luck.
Thank you, sir. Countdown starting now. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Bowman! Bowman! Bowman!
So what you're telling us, Captain, is that you can neither navigate the ship or land.
That's about it.
So what do we bloody do then?
Wait.
For rescue?
Yes.
When?
Soon, I hope.
You hope? How soon?
We're still in radio contact.
So they know where we are, back on Earth?
No, no, I'm afraid they don't.
Go wrong, go wrong. Oh, shut up, you idiot!
And why is that, Captain?
Because the explosion drove us off course and we're drifting.
And there's rather a lot of space.
Yes.
My God.
I'm sorry, but I thought it best to be completely frank.
Oh, thanks.
There's no doubt that sooner or later we will be...
Sooner or later? What's the position with supplies?
Yeah, food, for example.
We carry stocks for the return trip and an emergency supply.
For how long?
3 months. Four months with rationing. 3 months. Very strict rationing starting from now.
Will that be long enough?
It'll have to be. No, it's the woman that worries me.
She isn't causing any trouble, sir. In fact, I'm surprised she's held out so long.
So it'll be so much worse when she does go. It'll have more impact than the others. Ah, Mrs. Morgan. Come in. We were just talking about you. Come in and sit down.
Thank you.
Now, what can I do for you?
I...
Well, what is it?
It isn't very easy, you see.
Just tell me what's on your mind. Has one of them been bothering you?
Oh, no, no.
Well, what is it then?
I'm not getting enough food.
None of us are, Mrs. Morgan.
I know, but...
But what?
There's the man who died in the explosion outside the ship all those weeks ago, Mr. Bowman. I thought if I could have his rations...
Mrs. Morgan, all Bowman's death means is that we can survive a little longer. We share, and we share equally.
Captain, look at me.
What? Oh.
You understand now, don't you? My baby has to live, Captain. It has got to live.
That's all we needed. A pregnant woman.
What chance do you reckon the baby has?
Well, what do you think?
Are you going to tell her?
No, are you?
One thing, though, sir.
What?
This could be a blessing in disguise.
How?
It had cost a fortune to send a ship out to find us, right? But if there's a pregnant woman on board, and we are still in radio contact...
Ah.
This is the midday news from the EEC English Language Division. We take you over now by satellite to the spaceship Falcon, which for 3 months has been adrift in space. Captain Winters, are you there? Captain Winters?
Hello?
How are conditions on the ship at the moment, Captain?
Well, we're still all alive. Hungry, yes, but still alive. And we need your help. Please, we need your help. And now I'd like to hand over the microphone to Mrs. David Morgan, the only woman on board this vessel, who has a very special message for her parents. Mrs. Morgan.
Well, I'm afraid we seem to have lost contact with the spaceship Falcon for the moment. In the meantime, here's the rest of the news. Trouble flared up again today in the civil war in Mexico, despite the latest ceasefire proposals.
Well, is there any food missing?
You were right, sir. Somebody has been helping themselves.
Taken much?
Not as much as you thought, but a fair amount.
Damn!
I suppose this means cutting down the rations.
Yes, and I don't look forward to telling them. Oh, I wish to God I could convince them they pay a fortune at a health farm for the sort of starvation diet they're getting here.
I wish you could convince me, sir.
All right, then. We'd better check all the lockers. Oh, and Carter, while we're here, get Bowman's identity tag for the records.
Right, sir.
And this one, thank God, doesn't seem to have been touched. We might hold out for a...
Sir, come over here a minute.
Hmm?
Sir, you saw Bowman's body when we brought it aboard, didn't you?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry, it wasn't a pretty sight. I should have done this myself.
It isn't that, sir. I know the explosion was bad, but he was all of a piece, wasn't he?
Well, yes, of course he was all... Oh, my God. At least this explains why more of the food stocks haven't gone.
Funny. I always thought the arms would go first, not the legs.
More meat in the legs. Right now. Now. This means guard duty from now on, both of us. And Carter, get the guns out.
I should have put his name down.
Hmm?
For my school, before we left.
You're sure he's going to be a boy?
Oh, I think so. Don't you? I want the best for him. The very best. Good school, university, everything.
Don't worry, darling. Everything's going to be all right.
I'm so sure.
Of course I am. He's our baby, isn't he? The very best, just as you said.
Yes, but if anything else goes wrong...
It won't. I promise you. Our baby is going to survive.
As long as we're together.
Mm.
Talking about school reminds me. The last time I remember being as hungry as this was at school.
Mm?
Do you know what I used to do then?
No, what?
Raid the larder.
I should think this larder's well locked.
Yes, but if there was somebody with me... I'll have a word with Temple, I think.
No, not Temple... He's thin.
We're all thin.
Not all of us. Look at Marshall.
Hmm?
Well, he was fat when we left Earth, and he's still fat. Hadn't you noticed?
Nearly got it.
All right.
Tell me something.
Yes.
Why me?
What do you mean?
Why ask my help for your larder raid?
Well, Alice thought that...
What? What?
Well, she thought that you seemed to be surviving all right, Mr. Marshall, despite the shortage of food, so she thought
oh,
that...
Oh, did she? Very observant little lady, your wife. It's no good, you know. They've sealed it from the inside. So, they're waiting for us, are they? Only one thing for it.
Marshall, put that gun away.
Shut up, you fool. Get back. All right, if that's the way you want it.
What the hell do you think you're doing, Marshall?
That's the way you're going to have it.
Drop the hand.
Marshall, just drop the hand. That's the end of you, Carter.
In God's name.
And while I'm about it, Morgan, as you and your wife seem to be the only ones who've noticed how well I'm surviving.
Marshall, no!
He's got a bloody gun.
David, let me find some help. The captain.
He's dead.
What?
Anne Carter. Marshall's killed them, Alice, because of what you said.
David, there must be someone.
No.
can do now is look after yourself. But keep away from Marshall. Don't be alone with him, whatever happens. Hide from Marshall. And survive, both of you. You and our baby.
David?
I must confess myself somewhat disappointed. I thought they would have lasted a lot longer than this.
So, now what?
Some form of lottery, I think, don't you?
A lottery? Ever dreamed of winning the pools, old boy? Now's your chance.
A lottery is unthinkable.
There's got to be some other way.
I prepared these pieces of paper, one of which is marked...
Oh, the black spot!
Oh, come on, there's got to be some other way. There's got to be.
If you can suggest one.
Prentice! What about Prentice?
What? Yes, what about him?
He's in such pain. And you'd put down an animal.
Now, wait a minute.
Well, to be brutally frank, old man, if that gangrene spreads much further, there won't be much of you left that's edible, will there?
Oh, for God's sake, Marshall.
Only way to stay sane, old man.
But if it comes to that, what about Rogers? The man's mad, we all know that.
Me? You're the one that's mad.
Well, at least when we are rescued and I can get to a hospital and have proper treatment.
There! Listen to him. He's stark raving. Do we all have to die while he...
Now, please, gentlemen, please.
There's no chance at all.
Let us keep some pretense of reason about this. Now, I'm placing these pieces of paper...
One moment.
What now?
Who put you in charge?
Yes.
Yes, good point. If you want to put it to the vote...
Not quite that, old man.
God, he's got a gun.
Boy Scout's motto. Remember, be prepared.
Oh, God.
Well, gentlemen, pardon me. Mrs. Morgan and gentlemen, it would appear that the man with a gun is the man with a gun.
Now, anyone else want to argue? No? Right. Then I shall place these pieces of paper, which Temple here is so kindly prepared, into this helmet. And when I call your names, I want all 12 of us to put our hands
11.
In. Well, little lady, so you don't want to play our little game?
No.
Appealing to our chivalry, perhaps.
The one who draws the black spot dies. Isn't that the idea?
Deplorable, of course.
But if I draw it, two must die. Do you call that equitable? Well?
The question of the exact stage when the personality, the soul of the individual takes form is still debated.
I think we can leave that to the theologians, Temple. The point would seem to be that Mrs. Morgan claims exemption on account of her condition.
My baby has a right to live.
Gentlemen! At least let us be democratic about this. We'll vote on it. The question is put. Do you consider Mrs. Morgan's claim to be valid? Or should she take her chance with the rest of us? Those in favour...
Just a moment. Before you start voting, you'd better listen to me. The first thing is... I am a lot more important than any of you. Oh, you can laugh. But if you listen to me, I'll tell you why. Before we lost radio contact, do you remember? There was a broadcast back to Earth about me, because I'm news. Big news. Can't you see the headlines? Girl wife in Doom Rocket. Woman's spaceship ordeal. Young women are always news, you see. I am a woman, therefore my position is romantic. So I am young, glamorous, beautiful.
Shut up, Rogers!
But I'm more even than that. Because I'm pregnant. Everyone is interested in me, but they're even more interested in my baby. The first baby to be born on a spaceship. Do you begin to see?
Oh, I do.
Yes. I thought you might understand, Mr. Marshall. You see, you can explain all the rest. The men, even David, all killed while heroically trying to repair the ship. There was an explosion. It blew them all out into space. Yes. You could get away with that. But if there is no trace of me and my baby, or of our bodies, then what are you going to say, That I was outside the ship too, with a spanner in my hand? Think it over, gentlemen. You won't have a chance in hell. You'll get the death sentence, every one of you. Unless they lynch you first.
Little lady,
You are a great loss to the legal profession.
Now, as the little lady says, 11 pieces of paper. Now, if you'd all approach the table as I call your names, Bradshaw, Donaldson, yeah. Ferguson, Harlow, Jenkinson,
in the fighting which broke out this morning among passengers stranded for a second week at Gatwick Airport. And now for the rest of the news. It was announced today that hope has been abandoned for the spaceship Falcon. It will be remembered that one of the passengers was a woman carrying what would have been the first baby to be born in space. A government spokesman expressed regret but said that in the current financial crisis...
Mrs. Morgan, I haven't been there. I've been looking everywhere for you. It's dinner time, Mrs. Morgan. May I call you Alice now?
God.
I'm afraid the menu's a bit limited, but then we're both used to that by now, aren't we? Alice? Alice, dear. Aren't you going to have me in? Alice? Now just up and out up and blow your house down.
Oh, no. No. No.
Now, little lady, let's not be silly, shall we? There's nowhere to run to, is there? Nowhere left to hide. We're quite alone now, in our little world. Just the two of us.
Come with me.
Oh, I don't think I will, do you?
No, my baby.
It's a little late to worry about your baby, isn't it? Have you looked at yourself lately, little lady? Skin and bone, aren't you? Even if you could escape me, even if you could find another place to hide, how good would it do? Do you really think you could deliver the baby yourself? Let alone feed it afterwards?
Oh, bite me, would you, you little...
Hank?
Mm. Now, what in heck is that?
Meteorite?
No, signal's too regular.
Can't be a ship, can it?
Not in this sector.
It is, you know.
How about that?
Try contact.
Yeah. Reconnaissance vessel U.S. Atalanta calling. Acknowledge and identify, please. Nah, nothing.
Wait a minute. That British ship? Falcon, wasn't it? Went adrift?
Hell, that was months ago. Is that the British vessel Falcon? Please answer and identify. Better check it out.
Have to, I guess.
There are folks that want to know.
I never cared for a graveyard detail.
Who has? Come on, let's get it over with.
Is it? Graveyard detail is right.
Yeah. Hey.
What?
Against the wall here. What the hell? Bones?
Bones on a spaceship?
What?
Those are human bones.
Oh, my God.
Is anybody there?
Don't what? Don't call out. You never know what might answer.
I guess this is one thing we don't tell their folks, how they ended up.
Shh.
What?
Listen. It's coming from in there. Come on.
Oh. God. Look at them. How could they survive?
Hold it.
Mrs. Morgan. Mrs. Morgan, is it? It's all right, Mrs. Morgan.
Hank, look out!
Yeah, I know, I seen it. God knows what she's been through. Mrs. Morgan, don't be frightened. We're not gonna hurt you. You won't need that gun anymore now. They're all dead. You're gonna be all right. You're gonna be safe now. We've come to take you home. Back to Earth, back home. You'll be all right now, you and your baby. You're gonna be all right. Mrs. Morgan?
Hey, lady!
Look, baby. Food.
Well now, perhaps after all it is love that makes the world go round. But the world of Alice Morgan and her baby became a very small one, didn't it? Those involved in the Falcon flight were Carlin Asco as Alice, Simon Cuff as David and the newsreader, David March as Marshall, Eva Stewart as Mrs. Feltham, and Michael Graham Cox as both Mr. Feltham and Al. Nicholas Courtney was Temple, Richard Tate, Rogers, and Michael Deacon, Captain Winters. John Moffat played Prentice, Martin Dew, Carter, and Joe Dunlop was Hank and Bowman. Survival was adapted by Pat Hooker from a story by John Wyndham. The play was directed by Jerry Jones.